The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 8th of March, 2008. It's the birthday of Leslie Fiedler, John McPhee, Kenneth Graham. The literary critic Leslie Fiedler, born Newark, 1917, best known for his book Love and Death in the American Novel. He believed the great theme of American literature was the search for identity. He said, "Americans have no real identity. We're all uprooted people who come from elsewhere." Served in World War II as an interrogator of Japanese prisoners of war, and before the war was over, said he felt closer to many of the prisoners than he was to most of his fellow soldiers. Got back to the States, studied literature, began writing fiction, and made a name for himself in the academic world with his 1948 essay, "Come Back to the Raft Again, Huck Honey," in which he argued that Huckleberry Finn and Jim the slave were in love with each other. Leslie Fiedler, who said, "It's a mistake to teach literature at all. I think the student doesn't have a sense of discovery about it. You have to teach it as if you weren't teaching it." Kenneth Graham, born on this day in Edinburgh in 1859. His mother died when he was five. He was passed around among relatives in England, couldn't go to college, had to get a job as a clerk at a bank, started writing stories for children, and around the turn of the century wrote The Wind in the Willows, which many publishers turned down because the idea of talking animals was too fantastic. Victorian educators believed that children should be discouraged as soon as possible from daydreaming and pretending, that letting them believe in fairy tales was detrimental to their development. Kenneth Graham believed the opposite. And it was finally Teddy Roosevelt, a huge fan of Graham's early work, who convinced a publisher to take on The Wind in the Willows. It was published in 1908 and was a huge success. Still sells about 80,000 copies a year. John McPhee, born in Princeton, New Jersey, 1931, a great literary journalist for The New Yorker magazine, who's written about geology and canoes and the Swiss Army, his own family tree. His first book was an extended profile of the basketball player Bill Bradley, A Sense of Where You Are. Won the Pulitzer Prize for his book Annals of the Former World about geology, the author of more than 25 books, who once said, "I'm describing people engaged in their thing, their activity, whatever it is." Here's a poem for today by Deborah Spencer entitled Day Bath for My Son. Last night I walked him back and forth, his small head heavy against my chest, round eyes watching me in the dark, his body a sandbag in my arms. I longed for sleep, but couldn't bear his crying, so bore him back and forth until the sun rose and he slept. Now the doors are open, noon sunlight coming in, and I can see fuchsias opening. Now we bathe. I hold him, the soap makes our skins glide past each other. I lay him wet on my thighs, his head on my knees, his feet dancing against my chest, and I rinse him, pouring water from my cupped hand. No matter how I feel, he's the same, eyes expectant, mouth ready, with his fat legs and arms, his belly, his small, solid back. Last night, I wanted nothing more than to get him out of my arms. Today, he fits neatly along the hollow my thighs make, and with his fragrant skin against mine, I feel brash, like a sunflower." A poem by Deborah Spencer, Day Bath, from her collection Pomegranate, published by Hummingbird Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. and by the Fetzer Institute as part of its Campaign for Love and Forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. Produced by Ella Shovanek and engineered by Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.